It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
All right, we do have to do this because it was a big news event. Last night, believe it or not, Queensland didn't just win, they pummeled. They annihilated. They produced what could be described as a blue murder of New South Wales, 52-6. In my humble opinion, there's not one single positive from last night's game. I cannot find any. Oh, well, they led 2-0. There it is. There's my one positive. New South Wales led 2-0 at one stage. I can't find any aspect of their play. I can't find an individual that I could come forward with a huge argument and say, well, he played up to his best. But let's get an expert on Greg Alexander. He's been there and done that at State of Origin level. He would be bleeding blue today, I would think. G'day, Brandy.
Morning, boss. Yeah, I think you summed it up well when you said, look, we have to do it. Yeah, I guess we do. I like to take notes during the game, you know, just to go back on. When they scored the first try in the second half, after we dropped the ball from the kickoff, I stopped. I gave up.
Yep.
I said, that's it. I don't care what happens from here. I don't know. If I have to talk about it, I don't care if I can't remember what happened.
Wow.
It was stunning. It was stunning. And you said one of the positives we led 2-0. Maybe in hindsight, we should have gone for a try. Maybe 2-0 was the turning point.
Well, Brandy, you can speak from personal experience from your career. You made your Origin debut in 1989, and this was a red-hot Queensland side back then. And on your debut, Queensland won 36-6, and that was seen as a shellacking at the time. Lang Park or Suncorp Stadium was different back then, but when Queensland get on a roll and that crowd's behind them, and with possession flowing the way it was, did New South Wales have a hope?
I'm not sure. I was involved in that era where it was Wally and Mal and Alfie, and they were on fire. And when they're on fire, they're impossible to stop. And I guess we tended to forget about that last night. Coming into the game, I was as positive as I'd ever been of New South Wales. I thought winning a decider at Suncorp Stadium or Lang Park. And I guess we forgot that this is a champion side. And you said that the flow of possession went their way, and I can't remember an Origin game where a side continued to have at least 60-65% of the ball and got through all their sets. It just shows, and we forgot just how dangerous those Queenslanders can be when they do retain possession, and Jonathan Thurston and Greg Inglis and the rest of the side play as well as they did. But the scoreline is still stunning, Andrew.
The biggest ever margin in State of Origin history. Can I briefly ask you for an opinion on others? Fox Sports' Greg Alexander, former TUE Sports Today host online and former international and former New South Wales Origin player. One on an incident in the first half, Trent Merrin, dangerous tackle on Corey Parker, looking at a four-match suspension now. Shouldn't you have been sent off?
It was close. It was close, and as was James Tarmo, both very close. They couldn't have got Corey Parker in a worse position. The only saving grace for Trent Merrin is the fact that he didn't go on with it, Andrew. He there wasn't much force at the top of the position. So that might save him, but he'll be spending 4 weeks on the sideline anyway. And James Tarmo was the other one. It was a swinging arm and another swinging arm when the Queenslander was on the ground. So he was fortunate as well.
And Bo Scott charged with a late tipping tackle on Cameron Smith. Ryan Hoffman, calf muscle injury. As I say, not a positive. Everything negative for New South Wales. On the Cameron Smith situation, if you care to buy into it, one of your Fox Sports colleagues, Matthew Johns, very strong, standing by Cameron Smith for refusing to speak with the host broadcaster, Channel 9. We understand that Darren Lockyer approached Cameron Smith at halftime for a little walk-off quick interview, and Cameron Smith declined. What's your thoughts? Is he in the right, Cameron Smith? You understand what he's doing, the stance he's taken?
I do understand it, and you can't argue with him, Andrew. If that's how he feels, and I can understand why he's feeling that way too. I don't want to go into the Alex McKinnon and the Cameron Smith Stouts. I've already had my say on that, but I can understand Cameron Smith not wanting to talk to Channel 9, but we don't want to see this dragged on and on and on. So hopefully everyone can get together and just sort things out.
All right, Brandy, thank you for your time, mate.
Good on you, Vossi.
It did happen. If you want to go back to bed, feel free, but it did happen last night. Queensland 52, New South Wales 6. And the one New South Wales try, totally against the run of play, a runaway try to Michael Jennings in the second half. It almost didn't count. 52-6.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.